from Hollywood, the Saturday Night Review. This first half hour is brought to you by Saran Wrap, the transparent food wrap that clings like magic and keeps your food fresh far longer. The Saturday Night Review brings you Hoagy Carmichael, Alan Young, Mel Torme, Dick and Gene Wesson, Ricky Vera, Pat Carroll, Danny Hochter, Betty Bird, Lou Wills Jr., Betty Bruce, Jack Albertson, Carol Richards, Benny Rubin, B.G. Norman, I. Averback, the Sutter Finnegan Orchestra.
Do you know where Moon and June and Spoon are used a lot? Where moonlight bays and blue lagoons are cruised a lot?
Tin Pan Alley, home of a million stars. Tin Pan Alley, that's where a dream belongs. Tin Pan Alley,
waiting for new notes, happy or blue notes.
It's the home of a million stars.
Through inspiration, it's full of originality.
It's the only place in the nation where they write great prose like
Gilly Gilly, Alton Pepper, Cousin Alan Bogan by the sea.
Tin Pan Alley, rockin' and jumpin', beatin' and bumpin', that's where a dream belongs. Just take the dream and save it, add a melody and a rhyme. You can make $1 million. Or you may not make a dime, but you gotta keep on punching if you want to reach your goal. And someday you'll be up on top like Oscar, Dick, and Cole.
You've got to keep that vision in your heart. Though at times it's pretty rugged at the start.
How about your song, Mr. Carbuncle?
Carmichael.
Carmichael, Carbuncle, I can never remember last names. I'll just call you Hugo.
Hoagy.
Okay, whatever it is. Now, about your song, I can't use it. It's not commercial enough. Now, why don't you go home and write a song like, When I'm Making Love to My Turtle Dove Neath the Mellow Harvest Moon. That's a great song for you. It's got everything. It's got girl, it's got boy, it's got moon, and it gets you right in here.
Well, thank you for your advice. I'm sorry you don't like my song.
My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
You know that publisher that didn't publish Stardust? We're friends now. But he still claims he doesn't like the song. Imagine what he'd have said if I'd have shown him this one. Oh, buttermilk sky, I'm keeping my eye peeled on you. What's a good word tonight? Are you going to be mellow tonight? Oh, buttermilk sky, can't you see my little donkey and me? Oh, we're as happy as a Christmas tree, heading for the one I love. I'm going to pop her the question, that question. Do you, darling, do you do? It'll be easy, so easy, if I can only bank on you. Oh, buttermilk sky, I'm telling you why, now you know. Keep it in mind tonight, keep a brushing those clouds from sight. Oh, buttermilk sky, don't you fail me when I'm needing you most. Hang a moon above a hitching post, hitch me to the one I love. You can if you try, don't you tell me no lie. Oh, will you be mellow and bright tonight? Oh, buttermilk sky, I, blue, 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 bomb.
Oh, my, is she in a stew? Stew? Again? No, just a cold summer supper for this guy. He's hungry. He says,
What you all steamed up about?
She says, why, of all the nerve. He says, nerve? No, honey, but there must be an easier way.
Of course there is. Saran Wrap lets you prepare summer supper in the cool of the morning. No more need for that last-minute rush in a hot kitchen. With this crystal-clear food wrap, you can prepare a mixed salad way ahead of time. Cold meats won't dry out either because Saran Wrap clings to form a tight cover without strings or rubber bands. Why, Saran Wrap will keep even the most perishable foods fresh far longer, and it will keep other food odors out. So buy Saran Wrap in this blue and yellow box at your favorite food store. It's perfect for fixing summer meals.
Saran Wrap is a product of the Dow Chemical Company.
You know, marriage has been described as a series of minor crises that followed by a series of major crises. And then there's that super colossal crisis, that is a family crisis, when the little boy is sent away to summer camp for the first time. So why don't we let our comedy star, Alan Young, as the husband, and Pat Carroll as the wife, see how they're taking it, huh?
Camp.
That's fine. Make jokes at a time like this. Our baby.
Oh, baby. He's a year older than the counselor.
He's only 11 years old, and you know it. You know, I don't believe you love our son. I don't think you ever wanted a child.
Oh, I assure you, I wanted him just as much as you did. It wasn't because we had a maternity clause in our Blue Cross plan, you know.
Well, if you loved him, you wouldn't be sending him off to camp.
Oh, look, honey, camp's good for a boy, but you're spoiling him. That's what you're doing. Look at the stuff you're packing for him. Look at this. Silk pajamas. Oh, look at this. A sleeping bag with a teddy bear. This is great. Oh, fine. And what's this? Pre-toasted marshmallows? Oh, look. What are all the ever-ready batteries for? Oh, no, a walkie-talkie?
Well, I wanted to keep in touch with him in case anything went wrong.
Oh, honey, you... Hello?
Hello, Daddy.
You got it hooked up already?
Well, he was in the dark part of the bedroom.
Oh, honey. Look, all this stuff goes up. All of it out. I'll show you how to raise a boy. I got some stuff for him he can really have fun with. Fun with the other boys. Real good stuff. Little Boy Scout axe. This is kid stuff. A whittling knife. He can whittle his way through the forests. That's for kids.
What's that for?
I don't know. It came with the axe and the knife.
How can you do this?
Look, sweetie, camp did me good when I was a boy. Well, when I went to camp, it taught me to be unafraid of things. Unafraid of anything that walked or prowled on 2 feet or four.
Daddy, can I take this?
Look, Sonny, please, you take that. No, wait a minute. Mother, would you take this back to the room, please? I want to have a man-to-man talk with our boy. Women. Sit down, lad, boy, son. Now, son, you're going away from home for the first time. I think it's time that we had a shoulder-to-shoulder talk as men. Now, see here, boy. You see, there are little boys, and there are little girls. And there are
There are little girls and there are little boys. You see, it's... And there are little boys and little girls. You see, it's... You listen to me, aren't you, son?
Yeah.
Good lad, good boy. Now, you know you're a little boy, don't you?
Yeah, Mommy told me that last week.
Good for her. Well, now, when you go to camp, you'll see nature, you see. And nature is like, there's this bird, you see, and the birds, then there's bees. And these bees, then there's flowers. Oh, you've got to watch them. Oh, dear.
Daddy, what are you getting at?
Oh, yeah. Are you following me? Good lad, good lad, good lad. Now you see the birds, the bees, and the flowers.
Daddy, what about the birds and the bees and the flowers?
Yeah, what about? Well, the birds fly, the bees buzz, and the flowers smell. That's enough of that. Wish my dad had talked to me like this.
But, Daddy...
No, look, son, another thing. When you get to camp, there'll be all sorts of other little boys there. And some of these boys might be bullies, you bet you.
Oh, Dad, you don't have to worry about me.
No, but I want to teach you the manly art of self-defense. It's your first time away from home. Come on, get up. Come on. I won't hurt you, son. Don't be afraid. Now, get over there. Now, like you're a bully, you come at me. Don't be afraid, Doc. You come right at me. That's the boy. You're a bully, see? Yeah! Oh! That's good, son. I'd like to. Well, anyway, boy. Why don't you go finish your packing, huh?
Okay,
that's
Daddy.
A boy. Oh, look, honey, please. Now, don't start that again. Please, do me one favor. Let the little boy go away from you. After all, he can't stay at home by you all the time.
Well, I do let him. Wasn't he away from home for one whole week?
That was the week he was born. Look, sweetie, you mustn't stop the boy. Let him get away from camp, and believe me, don't upset him when he leaves. No more tears, no crying.
No.
He must make himself reliant. Be strong.
All right, I'll try.
No tears.
No.
No tears. No more crying.
No.
No crying. Good.
Ah, the boy!
No. Please. Please now, honey, be strong. Be strong. Come in.
Camp happy time, bus.
This one is going to be a doozy.
No, she's... She's just taking it a little hard, you see.
I know how it is. I'd lend her my handkerchief, but the last mother tore it to shreds.
Well, you won't worry about my son. Boy, counselor's here. Shake hands with your counselor, son.
Hi, son.
Hi, sir.
Kiss your mother goodbye.
Bye, dear.
My boy. Well, have a good time, son.
My boy! My boy! No, you can't! No! It's my boy!
Hand of destiny. Nah, it's a somnambulist. A what? A sleepwalker. He's hungry for what's left of that chicken dinner. But where's the chicken? In here? Or here? Has to be chicken, huh? Well, you keep looking, you'll find it. Someday, there must be an easier way.
Of course there is, with crystal clear Saran Wrap. The food wrap that lets you see everything you wrap. And watch. Saran Wrap clings like magic. No fussing with strings or rubber bands. Now, how's that for a tight cover? All this food stays fresh and delicious far longer because Saran Wrap is moisture-proof. And Saran Wrap keeps food from trading odors, too. So buy transparent Saran Wrap at your favorite supermarket or grocery store.
Saran Wrap is a product of the Dow Chemical Company.
wish to make introduction in honorable fashion of Tea House of August Moon. Confucius say one picture worth 1,000 words, especially if right type picture. When curtain go up, we'll see picture, street scene, Hong Kong, dance and sung by number one boy, number one girlie of Saturday Night Review. Gracias. A very unfortunate Memphis man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked a Chinese gong. Very unfortunate Memphis man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong.
I sat down at the piano.
I soon found out why. They were neither listening or watching. They were watching the Wesson brothers, who are going to make their third appearance on your Saturday Night Review right now. So let's see Dick and Gene Wesson, huh? Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Dick, what would you like to start off with this evening?
Well, I'd like to start off this evening, ladies and gentlemen, with, well, it's an impression that I've been working on for quite some time. I think I have it ready for, well, tonight's show. I think I'm the only one around that happens to be doing this imitation right now, ladies and gentlemen. My imitation of Mr. Fred Allen.
Fred Allen. You know, he's one of my favorites. I used to get a tremendous kick out of him the way he said, thank you, thank you, thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Portland, let's take our stroll down Allen's Alley. What is the next one you do?
Well, I also do an imitation of Jimmy Stewart that you
Jimmy
might like.
Stewart, I can see it Jimmy now. Stewart. Dick Wesson in the James Stewart story.
Right.
I bet you walk into a scene and say, well, wow, 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 just don't move. Just look at you. There's something about you that gets me all goose pimply inside, and I just know I'm going to say, except, I just think you're beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, well, when I do it with one more yeah and a little less of this.
Well, as long as you've done two, may I do one?
Why, sure. I don't want to stand out here and hog everything like this.
I was only kidding. Do you have something you'd like to do?
Yes, I do have something I'd like to do.
Would
may
you
I?
Like, please.
Thanks very much. I'd like to do my impression of Marlon Brando as Mark Antony in a scene from Julius Caesar.
Wonderful.
Just watch this.
All right, Liberace, back up again.
I was just kidding.
All right.
Just watch this. Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do
right,
live
right,
that...
Right.
What's the matter?
Just hold on. That's the way everyone would do it. Why don't you do it with a little different twist? Now, suppose someone else had played the same role. They played it a little differently. Take the great Western star, Gary Cooper. And if he played it, they'd have to call the character Tex Anthony. It might go something like this.
Yeah. Yeah. Friends, Romans and countrymen, lend me your ears. Yeah. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. So let it be with Caesar. You all.
Get the idea? Why don't you try one?
Yeah, like
Why don't you show them the way James Cagney would do the same scene?
Fine.
Okay?
I'd like to.
All right, here.
Just watch
Go
this
ahead.
One.
All right, Liberace, back
No,
up.
No, no.
Jimmy Cagney.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me a belt.
No.
Brutus, you're the guy that gave it to my brother in the back, Brutus.
No,
I'm
going to
take you.
The way Gabriel Heater would do the same scene.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones. There's bad news in Rome tonight.
Here's the way the heavyweight champion of the world, Rocky Marciano, might do it.
Friends, Romans, our countrymen. Lend me your ears, because I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do live after them, and the good is often turned in their bones. And I must think, because after all, Caesar was one of those rough, tough guys.
Oh, no.
And I'm belting him around a little
bit.
I'm going to cut the head, and I'll belt you in the head, too.
Brilliant. Remember Wallace Beery. He might have done it something like this.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen, lend me your ears. Come to Barry Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is often turned with their bones. Poor Caesar.
The way Liberace would do it.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen. Lend me your ears. I come to Barry Caesar not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them, and the good is often turd in their bones. And so let it be with George. My name is Liberace. Why do you want me to back up against the wall?
The most famous work of William Shakespeare, naturally, is Hamlet. I'd like to have you imagine you were watching a condensed version. I'll offer a condensed version of the soliloquy and my conception of the late John Barrymore as Hamlet.
Now, I am alone. Oh, what a rogue and peasant's slave am I. Is it not monstrous that this play I hear, but in a fiction, in a dream of passion, could force his soul so to his own conceit? The spirit that I have seen may be the devil. And the devil had power to assume a pleasing shape. Yea, and perhaps out of my weakness and my melancholy, as he is very potent with such spirits, abuses me to damn me. I'll have grounds more relative than this. The play. The play's the thing wherein I'll catch the conscience of the king.
Very nice. I do a little bit of that Shakespeare stuff myself, too.
Stuff, you know,
I do that.
Oh, certainly. Now I am alone.
Oh, what a rogue and peasant slave am I that this monster should have. For the very thought of this, Ben, ideologically suited to the very ideas that we necessarily should be, and beyond that civic interest, vote for me on Tuesday next. I assure you. You're crazy. That's what's the matter with you.
All right, Liberace, back up against it. That review was brought to you by Saran Wrap, the food wrap that lets you see what you save and keeps food fresh far longer.
Buy Saran Wrap in the blue and yellow bag.
It's your favorite food store. Next week, this half hour will be brought to you by Diamond Shampoo. The new shampoo that gives your hair a diamond sparkle and mild, fragrant Dial soap that stops perspiration before it
does. Here's a rather personal
question. How do you take a bath?
Do you sit and soak in a
comfortable tub or splash and dash
in a refreshing shower?
No matter. So long as the soap you use
is mild, rich, lathering Dial,
the wonderful soap that contains
87 or hexachlorophenes.
These pictures show you the difference in
Dial soap. Here,
leading soaps leave thousands of bacteria on your skin.
They cause
perspiration odor. But washing daily with
Dial removes up to 95% of
these troublemakers and keeps them
away for good. So in
tub or shower, Dial really stops
odor before it starts.
And keeps it stopped all over in a way no other
leading soap, no deodorant can equal.
And whatever you do, you
stay clean and fresh and nice
to be around all day. It's a
wonderful feeling.
Oh, aren't you glad you use Dial soap and think that everybody
Nobody did.
A recorded feature.
Watch The Arena, the story of a proud father's difficult decision on Television Playhouse tomorrow night over NBC Television.
Looking for something? Escape, maybe? That's the idea, and that's the place to look. Oh, I see. A musical escape. From joys to shortages, whatever you want to buy, look in the yellow pages. All leading merchants advertise there.
Entertaining, service side, deep well goodness. When you're entertaining,
service. Los Angeles.
This portion of the Saturday Night Review is brought to you by Dentine, the delicious chewing gum that helps keep your teeth clean and white. With new polishes and frozen lemonade from Denny, California. Your choice of many fine brands. And now we return to the Saturday Night Review from Hollywood.
Carmichael?
Oh, thank you a lot.
Hey, I see you've got the new issue of Cosmopolitan.
Yes, I do have.
Wonderful very article nice. In there about Eddie Abbott.
Yes, I saw it. Very
nice. I think with some of the shots we took of your home, we could get an article for you.
Oh, you think so? Yeah. Oh, that'd be nice. I'd appreciate it.
Say, what do you call this room?
Oh, my den. Might call it a hideaway.
Oh.
Holden's hideaway. Oh, very clever.
Thank you. Well, what are you hiding here? What's hidden here?
Well, there's a little picture over there you might be interested in. It's a picture of some characters that turned into song.
Who's this little fella here?
That's Lazy Bone.
Oh.
Lazy Bones, sleeping all the day. How you expect to make a dime? That way, or you'll never make a dime that way. Well, looky here, he never heard a word I say. Here we are, out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning. Look how late it gets. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Here we are in the cozy chair, picking on a wishbone as we sit and stare. Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away. Little old lady passing by, catching everyone's eye. You have such a charming manner, sweet and shy. Little old lady, time for tea. Here's a kiss, two or three. You're just like that little old lady I hold dear to me.
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian too. Neither doctor, lawyer, or Indian chief could love you any more than I do. There's a barrel of fish in the ocean. There's a lot of little birds in the blue. Neither fish nor fowl, says the wise old owl, could love you any more than I do. No, 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 it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. I'm gonna warn all the dead-eyed dicks that you're the chicks with the slickest pricks, and every tick of my ticker ticks for you. Follow through. Tell the doctor to stick to his practice. Tell the lawyer to settle his case. Send the engine chief and his tomahawk back to little rain on my face. 'Cause you know, no, no, it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do.
There's a doctor living in your town. There's a lawyer and an Indian too. Neither doctor, lawyer, or engine chief could love you any more than I do. I'm gonna sell a hot dime unique to every buck down a Cripple Creek. That every dimple in your dimple cheek is mine, so to speak. I'm a delegate. No, 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 it couldn't be true that anyone else could love you like I do. Hoagie's Hideaway. Hoagie's Hideaway. Hoagie's Hideaway.
Okay, Mary. Mrs. Green, this young lady has too many cavities. One reason may be food particles that remain in between the teeth after eating. These food particles may breed harmful bacteria. So Mary must brush her teeth after every meal.
Easier said than done, Doctor. I can't get Mary to carry a toothbrush around all day.
But she can chew dentine regularly in between brushing. In clinical tests, in two leading dental colleges, dentine proved it removed food particles even a toothbrush often misses. So if you don't carry a toothbrush around all day, chew delicious dentine regularly in between brushing. Dentine is the gum specially made to help take care of your teeth. Dentine helps keep teeth white and clean to help fight tooth decay. You'll love Dentine's clean, fresh, long-lasting flavor. For a healthier mouth, chew Dentine, the chewing gum that helps keep teeth white.
You know, the movies are getting better and better all the time, but the audiences remain about the same. We have the young necking couples, of course, and then we have ushers with discreet flashlights. Those are the kind that have no batteries, you know. Yeah, and there's the rustle of popcorn bags. But then there's that confused character who comes in and he can't see very well. Well, I want Alan Young to show you about that.
There's a seat
here in
the front row. Thank
you. Excuse me.
Sorry. Excuse me.
What's
here? Sorry, I beg your pardon.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Excuse me, I beg your pardon. You're stuffing my foot. Sorry, I'm sorry. Oh, my umbrella. Oh, no, that's not mine. I must have picked it up. But sorry. You're the shoes?
Oh.
Are you the bag?
Really?
Oh. Oh, excuse me.
Ouch!
Ooh, I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. Oh, I beg your pardon. It's... Whew, again, huh? Okay. Thank you.
Hi, honey.
Hello, sweetie. I'm glad I got to sit next to you, honey. Thank you.
Would you care for some popcorn, sir? Pardon me, sir. My girl is sitting over there.
Isn't that dandy?
Would you mind exchanging seats?
I'm very comfortable just where I am.
Carol, would you like some popcorn?
Shh. Why don't you be quiet?
Never stop, Betsy.
Why don't you do something about this young man?
I will, dear. Hey, listen.
Shh. Please. Carol, would you like some chocolate wafers?
Later, dear.
Some chewing gum?
Later, dear.
Want some jelly beans?
Later, dear. I hate you.
Alan, there's a seat over here.
Why don't you sit down?
Sit down. Sit down.
Say, did I take your seat?
I think so, sir, yes.
Oh, well, I'm awfully sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
No, he saved my life.
Why? Why did you take off my shoe?
Well, I'm sorry, sir. I'll get it for you. I beg your pardon. Here we are.
Not mine. No.
Yeah, that's mine.
Excuse me. I'll get it for you, sir.
Yes. No.
Here's a lovely model.
Oh, Alan,
please take me home.
Okay.
Oh, good night. Oh. You sure you have your shoes on?
Oh, I have my shoes, okay. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the leaders of the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra, Ed Sauter and Bill Finnegan.
We made an album of records for RCA Victor called Inside Sauter Finnegan. As the title implies, it's a series of candid close-ups of the individuals who make up our orchestra.
We're about to play one of these inside jobs. This one's called The Four Horsemen. It features our three trumpet players, Al Majorca, Bobby Nichols, and Nick Travis. And the fourth horseman is made up by Harvey Estrin on clarinet.
Onto your ghostly steeds, men, and off with you.
Whiter than swan's down. Whiter than a lily.
just the whitest white for those smart white shoes is Griffin All White, the wonderful Griffin white shoe cleaner that actually makes white shoes whiter than new. It's America's favorite, and here's why. See this soiled, scuffed shoe? Here's the other side, beautifully cleaned with Griffin All White. Look how the spots and blemishes have disappeared into the clear, even white that actually doubles in whiteness as it dries. See, it resists rub-off. And Griffin All White is better for all white shoes because it's not acid, not alkaline. That means it's safer for all white shoes, baby shoes too. Remember, Griffin All White is whiter, cleaner, better for your shoes. Large economy size, 25 cents. Made by the makers of Griffin Microsheen.
Come in, it's open.
Hello, Mr. Hoagie.
Why, Ricky Vera! Hey, where have you been all summer? What have you been doing?
I've been making all kinds of money.
Oh, doing what?
Selling road maps to Hernando's Hideaway.
Oh, Ricky.
I was just kidding.
That's what I thought. Well, let me look at you. You're getting bigger, getting handsomer, too, I might add.
Oh, Mr. Hoagie, I wish I could disagree with you.
Well, to get you. How about me? Do I look pretty good?
I must be getting bigger. Because my big brother don't hit me no more. He talks to me now.
He talks to you? I see. Look at my tan. Been playing a lot of golf with Ricky.
I must be getting older. Because now when the teacher makes me sit with the girls, I like it.
Ricky, how about me?
You look real gone.
Oh, the most, huh?
Mr. Hoagie, the least.
You mean I look bad?
Like a faded frijole. Oh. And if you get very sick, that could lead to something serious, like a doctor bill.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's why I came around to adopt you.
Adopt me?
Yes, like my neighbor who adopted a little boy because he loved him.
Uh-huh. Well, but Ricky, it's the older people who love. You know, I think it's a great idea. You adopt me? Hoagie Vera.
Better than Ricky Carmichael.
Maybe so. Well, now, what do I do now that you've adopted me?
In a minute, my brother and sister will bring us some solid Mexican food like enchiladas, chili con carne.
Mm, hot dog.
No, enchiladas.
Oh, I see.
Now you practice your piano. But easy, I do the work.
All right. Now I'd do anything to get some of that fine Mexican food. Let's see, what'll I practice on? Oh, I know. Oh, my papa, I think he is so wonderful. Oh, my papa, he's really only nine. Come in.
I'll answer it. It's Carlos and Rosita with your food.
Okay.
Adoptive Senor Hoagie. Now you're his aunt and uncle.
Hello, Rosita and Carlos.
Hello, my little muchacho.
Muchacho? Oh, I forgot. Yes. Aunt Rosita and Uncle Carlos.
Sit down and eat your food, Mr. Hoagie.
Yeah, by all means. You get over here, Carlos, and Rosita in here, and I'll drop a chair. Oh, looky here. Oh, boy.
Just a minute, son. Where are your table manners?
Oh, yeah. Take mine in here. Hmm?
And don't let any drip, because it'll burn a hole in the napkin.
Oh. That's pretty hot stuff, I know. Well, let's get at it, huh?
Chili. Yeah. With red peppers.
Red pepper.
Green peppers.
Green peppers.
White pepper.
White pepper.
Mama didn't put in any white peppers. No white peppers? Uh-uh. It is not good enough. Give it to Carlos.
But Ricky.
Tamales.
Ah, yeah, tamales.
With red peppers.
Red pepper.
Green peppers.
Green
but
pepper.
No white peppers.
Huh?
No white peppers? It's not good enough. Give it to Carlos.
But Ricky, I like it.
But mama's enchiladas.
Ah, the greatest.
With chopped meat.
Chopped meat. Mm-hmm.
Red peppers.
Oh, that's fine.
Green peppers.
Uh-huh.
White peppers.
And if you say one word.
Mama put in white peppers.
Oh, good, good.
But she forgot the green peppers. No green peppers?
Mm-mm.
It is not good enough. Give it to Carlos. Mr. Hoagie, did you enjoy your dinner?
Yes, it's so light in my stomach. You know, and to reward you three children, I have three tickets to the baseball game tonight.
Oh, boy, baby.
Oh, wait a minute. Second row. Not good enough. You deserve the first row. I guess that's that.
I think we have been burned with our own peppers.
Now just wait a minute. Hold it. I was just kidding. Those were yesterday's tickets. Here's today's or tonight's tickets, and then they're in the first row, too.
Oh, boy, thank you. Wouldn't you like to come, Mr. Woogie?
I sure would, but there are only three tickets.
That's all right. Tonight's family night at the ballpark, and I can get you in at half price as my son.
Why, sure. What are we waiting for? Let's go.
Hi, my name's David, and I'm making money selling lemonade. It's a cinch, because everybody loves lemonade, and with a can of frozen lemonade, it's so easy to make. All I do is open a can, pour it into a pitcher, add water, just enough to make a quart, then I stir it up. Mothers and daddies let their kids drink pitchers and pitchers on account of it's so good for you. My pop says it's not carbonated, and there's no artificial flavoring or coloring. It's made from fresh California lemons. And like it says, you have your choice of many fine brands. My mom makes it fancier looking than I do, and she says it costs less than 4 cents a glass.
I love a nice cold lemonade. It's the coolest drink that you ever made. Just open a can, add water.
Wow!
Lemonade's so easy now.
Boy, I sure hope you try it soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest singer of the week, Mel Torme.
My mama done told me when I was in knee pants, my mama done told me, she said, son, a woman will sweet talk and give you the glad eye. But when the sweet talking comes, a woman's a two-face, a wearisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling. My mama done told me, hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, hooey. My mama done told me, a hooey da hooey, cliggity clack, echoing black, the blues in the night. The evening breeze will start the trees to crying, and the moon will hide its light when you get those blues in the night. Take my word, the mockingbird will sing the saddest kind of song. He knows things are wrong, and he's wrong. Oh, oh, oh. From Natchez to Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the four winds blow. I've been in some big towns, I heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. A woman's a two-face, a wearisome thing who leaves you to sing the blues in the night. Oh, 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 oh. My mama was right, there's blues in the night.
This portion of the Saturday Night Review has been brought to you by Dentine, the delicious chewing gum that helps keep your teeth clean and white. By Griffin, makers of All White, Microsheen, and other fine shoe polishes. And by Frozen Lemonade from sunny California, your choice of many fine brands. Stay tuned to the Saturday Night Review from Hollywood, which will continue over most of these stations after a brief pause for station identification.
Recorded feature.
America's most beautiful schoolgirl shares the spotlight with Mindy Carson and Buddy Lester on the Summer Comedy Hour tomorrow night over NBC television.
It's easy to make extra delicious toasted garlic bread as served in the finest restaurants. Use Milani's garlic spread. It's quick and easy, spreads like butter, has just the right amount of garlic to make toasted garlic bread you'll really enjoy. Yes, for real eating enjoyment, serve toasted garlic bread made with Milani's garlic spread.
In the Los Angeles Yellow Book, you will find, under Savings, Los Angeles Federal Savings, 645 South Hill Street.
This portion of the Saturday Night Review is brought to you by New Old Dutch Cleanser and General Electric, makers of the wonderful new refrigerator with revolving shelves. And now we return to the Saturday Night Review from Hollywood with your host, Bogey Carmichael.
Fishing, there's a sign upon the door. Gone fishing. Wish I could go fishing. Bet a lot of us would like to. But why don't we see the trouble that Alan Young and Carol Richards have about going fishing? It's something.
Alan's so excited. You know, he's been looking forward to this fishing trip for months. Oh, listen, I think I hear him coming up the stairs. I'll call you later, Edith. Bye.
Hello, honey. Hello.
Hello, darling. I got your favorite dinner for supper.
Haven't got time.
What?
What's for dinner?
Hot roast.
No, haven't got time. See, I figure now I gotta get up at 3 in the morning. If I get to bed right now, I can just get 8 hours.